are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
And kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, dear listener. It's another edition of Keys, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and that includes your hosts.
Yes, we are the wackiest, the weirdest, and the warpedest on the show.
Yeah. Well, the music is not much different.
No, the music just complements that thought.
Yes, yes, yes. We have a Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions champion on the show this week as we profile Sam Buttrey.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, we confess. We actually watched Jeopardy. Daffodil actually puts on the handcuffs and handcuffs me to the chair to watch it every week.
You like it. You admit it. You like it.
No. The Ken Jennings guy is kind of annoying, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, Sam Buttrey revealed on one of those two-minute talk things that he actually records music, and we found it.
And
the whole thing.
It's perfect for us.
So we picked a few of his songs we're going to play and profile him on the show a little later on. On top of that, in the Limburger Lounge, we'll talk about the country singers. Country singers, you know, country music you played backward to get your dog back, your woman back, and many other things back.
Yes, your pickup truck starts running again.
Yeah, that's right. Well, okay, yeah, a few stereotypes. But, you know, it's... sometimes country music likes that.
Yes.
But we're starting off this week with our favorite Mitch Miller cuts that we haven't played in a while. Whistle Stop coming up shortly, but we're starting off with his tribute to the March on the River Kwai. That was a movie back in the 1950s, and he's...
No, Bridge on the River Kwai was a movie.
Oh.
March is the song from the movie.
Fair enough. Also called Colonel Bogey on...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you. Say cheese, please.
Peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, cheese, peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese walls. Cheese lights.
Cheese, please. Cheese.
Hey, I got a cat attacking me, Daffodil. Help me. Help me, Daffodil.
You're on your own.
Oh, thank you.
With Whistle Stop and Mitch Miller on the show this week. Before that, we had March on the River Kwai, also known as Colonel Bogey, with Mitch Miller. Daffodil, I was sort of thinking, it's got that whole Star Wars feel on that whole Colonel Bogey song. I'm sort of thinking of stormtroopers just whistling as they go along, walking on the planet Tatooine, going after the rebels. What do you think?
I suppose.
Especially that middle part where it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, it's got a Star Wars feel towards it.
Okay, fine. I will let you have that thought.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and we're focusing now on a Jeopardy Tournament of Champion, Sam Buttry.
Yes.
And you have some information on it.
Yes, he has a very quirky sense of humor.
Yeah, you got to listen to these songs. That says it all. But what else can you tell me?
He's been watching Jeopardy since he was a little kid.
Oh, cool.
He didn't realize there was actually a professor's tournament.
Oh, okay.
He loves being a Steve Martin lookalike.
Yes.
He really looks like Steve Martin.
He does. Even Steve Martin thinks he looks like him.
And he thought that Matt Imodio would be his ultimate dream to compete against, and he did, and he beat him.
Oh, yes. Matt Imodio was up there, too. He won, like, 40-odd games.
Yes, but the thing we know the most about Sam is that Sam plays music.
Yes.
And he plays cheesy music, and now we're going to play some.
Yes. A little later on, we'll hear Her Name is Golf and Don't Follow Your Dreams. Great advice from Sam. But we're starting off shortly. You'll hear Don't Put Your Cat Butt in My Face. Yeah, that's a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
But we're starting off with, the colostomy.
No, that's the colonoscopy.
Thank you.
Song.
Oh,
a
no.
Song for the age.
Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Oh, when you get to be the big 5-0 like me, You're filled with wisdom and maturity, and there's another side of life that you're ready to see. You get to have a colonoscopy, colonoscopy, colonoscopy. Let's all get one, or maybe two or three, colonoscopy, colonoscopy. Everybody join the fun. Well, it's better than being dragged off in a hearse. They give you pain-killing drugs, so it could be worse. You get to see your own butt on a big TV. Let's all get a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy, colonoscopy. Not how you really want to spend your day. Colonoscopy, colonoscopy. Everybody join the fun. Necessary thing, and it doesn't take long. It's best to make sure that there's nothing wrong. If you're a trifle apprehensive, this will help you stay strong. Let's all sing the colonoscopy song, the colonoscopy song, the colonoscopy song. They put a great big tube where it does not belong. The colonoscopy song, colonoscopy song. Everybody sing it with me and get yourself a colonoscopy.
4 out of 5 doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do? Draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. I could get a puppy and you could be replaced. Don't you put your cat butt in my face. I let you on the pillows, I let you on my chest. But sometimes your cat daddy needs some space. I'm listed as the owner here and you are just a guest. So don't you put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. I could get a puppy and you could be replaced. Don't you put your cat butt in my face. Well, living room is comfy. Perhaps I'll take a seat. There's lots of toys and stuff for you to chase. But here you come a-staring like I'm something good to eat. And then you put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. I can get a puppy and you can be replaced. Don't you put your cat butt in my face.
Cheese Please with Sam Buttry and Don't Put Your Cat Butt in My Face.
That's catchy.
He talked about that on Jeopardy.
He did. That's catchy.
That was the one. Got my attention, so I did a Google search and found these.
And they're so much fun.
Oh, we're going to play some more here. Her name is Golf. Sam Buttry coming up shortly, but we're starting off with, remember, good words in life. Don't follow your dreams on...
Cheese Please.
I dreamed I fell into a pool of snakes with spiders the size of manhole covers, and all around was the screaming of pain and the screech and cackle of Satan's lovers. There was lava and knives and screaming, and someone pointing an electric gun, and the demons were chasing me into the dark, and all I could do was run. When they say, follow your dreams, I don't think that's what they intended. When they say, make them come true, I don't think that's what they meant to say. When they say, follow your dreams, I think they were talking about something different. Like me and you in a cottage with a view of the ocean and Monterey. I dreamed I was in a spaceship dressed in a clown suit made of lead. And I couldn't quite reach the oxygen valve, and everybody else was dead. I grabbed and pulled on a lever that turned into a pelican in my hand. And as the capsule twirled, I looked down on the world thinking, this is not what I planned. When they say, follow your dreams, I don't think that's what they intended.
When they say make them come true, I don't think that's what they meant to say. When they say follow your dreams, I think they were talking about something different. Like strolling the street and getting something to eat on a Barcelona day. In a mansion with 1,000 rooms, and I had to find my old roommate when we heard this like sonic boom, and the place was destroyed. There was chaos and noise on a tunnel made of human bones, but I had to get to the airport, and my cousin had taken my phone. When they say follow your dreams, I don't think that's what they intended. When they say make them come true, I don't think that's what they meant to say. When they say follow your dreams, I think they were talking about something different, like spending some time with a glass of red wine in a bar on the Champs-Élysées. Like spending some time with a glass of red wine in a bar on the Champs-Élysées.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about, but if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
Well, I got a new girl and I'm happy that she's mine. But she takes all my money and she takes all my time. Her name is Golf. G-O-L-F. Her name is Golf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She came from Scotland to Augusta, but we met in Pebble Beach. Her name is Golf. I took her to the ocean, I took her by the hand, but she doesn't like the water and she stays out of the sand. Her name is Golf, G-O-L-F, her name is Golf. Yeah, 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 when I ask her for 3 kisses, she always yells out four. Her name is Golf. She gets up with Grandpa at the sunrise and lunches at the club with my aunt. She wears a different visor every day and very, very brightly colored pants. Her smile is like the sun. She bought those funky shoes and got a hole in one. Her name is Golf, G-O-L-F. Her name is Golf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got lots and lots of dimples and she shows them when she drives. Her name is Golf. I spend a lot of cash on my honey. I spend a lot of money on romance. I buy gadgets and gizmos and equipment and very, very brightly colored pants. She's pretty damn expensive, but she's the one I love. She rocks her polo shirts and only wears one glove. Her name is Golf, G-O-L-F. Her name is Golf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a player and a swinger, and I think she likes to hook. Her name is Golf. You know, the more I score, the worse I feel. Her name is Golf.
Cheese, please, with Sam Buttry, and her name is Golf. Yeah. Comparing a female to the practice of playing golf, I guess.
Yeah, sort of.
The Beach Boys, he ain't. That's for sure.
I like him. I'm sorry.
And before that, don't follow your dreams, remember.
Well, if your dreams are all nightmares like that, I wouldn't follow them either.
That's it. You know, it's an interesting take on a interesting man that has done well on the television series Jeopardy and monetary gain and fame as well. But basically, he's kind of nuts like us.
Yeah, I like him.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please, our your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird with your hosts, who are also wacky, warped, and weird.
Yes, and it's time for this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Okay, we're doing the country route this time around on the show. We're going to deal.
Don't do that.
Why? Why?
Because you just sound demented.
I'm sorry. I just been watching episodes of The Simpsons recently, and you know the people and you know the Simpsons that talk like this, and they live in some country bumpkin type thing.
Yes.
It's just rubbed off on me. I'm sorry.
You're doomed to watch more Dukes of Hazzard reruns too.
Yeah. How does that car survive all those jumps?
There's more than one car.
Oh, I see. Anyway, we get back to the music here. Dale Miller and the Country Singer right here on...
It's Definitely Cheese, Please.
His scrapbook's filled with pictures of 100 country shows. His closet's filled with worn-out boots and shabby showman's clothes. His eyes are dark and swollen from the smoky spotlight's glare. Playing country music for the people waiting there. Into the bar and takes his place before the band. He downs a drink of liquor to calm his shaking hand. Then he walks up to the microphone and gives his heart away to 100 country music fans that come to hear him play. I wonder if they know the things a country boy goes through. A playing country music for folks like me and you. A million miles of honky-tonk one night stand. Yes, every country singer's got to be a Superman. His motel room is lonely when he finds gets to bed. The crowd, the lights, the liquor are racing through his head. This gig is up in Dallas. He'll move again today. But the country boy just wouldn't have it any other way. A country boy goes through, playing country music for folks like me and you. A million miles of honky-tonks, lonely one-night stand. Yes, every country singer to be a Superman. Yes, every country singer's got to be a Superman.
Cheese Please with Dale Miller and the country singer that's sort of kind of yodeling there, I think.
It's a little twangy.
Just a little. But either way.
I'm not entirely sure what that noise you just made was. Don't do that.
I don't know what the heck it is either. Okay. In the Limburger Lounge, we had Dale Miller and the Country Singer. on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio has wound its way to the end of the storm.
I like saying my name every week multiple times because, you know...
Otherwise, he forgets who he is.
Well, that's part of it, but the other factor is that if you have to blame anybody for this crap you're listening to, it's me.
Yeah, not me. Never blame me.
No,
I don't pick... The only show I ever picked the music for is the one on my birthday.
Don't even blame the station or podcast or whatever you're listening to us on now. Blame me.
He picks all the songs.
Yeah. You know, I pick it all. I just push the buttons and do things wrong now and then. Even mispronounce it. So, blame me. That's all I get to say.
You are responsible for Cheese Please.
Just please don't actually send nasty emails.
No.
Because I get really upset. He's very sensitive. I'm very sensitive. You know, I don't like that nasty stuff. Yeah, you can blame me and... I can just...
Just don't tell him about it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. On the show this week. Okay, let's wrap it up and...
Do the tube.
Here comes the tube. Okay, and open it up. Oh, look at this. Gary Owens is going to read your horoscope, Daffodil. Ending off the show this week.
Part two.
Part two. Will we ever play part one?
I don't know.
Let's play it now. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. I am sure there will be more shenanigans.
Remember, reliance on the Gary Owens horoscope is a matter of personal choice, left entirely to you. However, only an ignorant, superstitious klutz would fail to realize it is all based upon solid, reasonable, scientific information. Virgo, avoid milking a mongoose between sunup and 2 p.m., especially if it is fighting a cobra. You may have an affair, but not on the Captain Kangaroo show as you had planned. A bad day to spread wet Kleenex on the third rail of the IRT and lie down on it. Avoid sneaking into the White House and putting coleslaw, Russian dressing, and rye bread all over Henry Kissinger. Turgle. You must lose 45 pounds by sundown. It would be advisable to light candles and pray for a reappearance of Phyllis Diller's old face. Krelker. Get an elderly moose to throw overripe melons at you between the hours of 9 a.m. and midnight. Trade dentures with a friend for the entire day. Libra. You must not attempt to apply mascara to an enraged rhinoceros now through Thursday of next week. However, it is okay for you to try to hurl former film great Ella Kreinman under a moving tricycle. Scorpio. Tomorrow is the day to use those Wilkie buttons to jab the balloons of carnival vendors in the morning only. Sagittarius. Stuff yourselves with chicken feathers and tell the admissions clerk at Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital you think the inside of your stomach is molting, but only between the hours of 1 p.m. and sundown. After that, you must be accompanied by Martha Mitchell. Capricorn. Trade your saxophone in for a cow. It will make the same noise and will give milk, too. Donate your collection of lizard Nerf to the college of your choice. Remember, reliance on these astrological forecasts are left solely to the listener. The producers of this record neither confirm nor deny their reliability. We're forced to say that. But you know it is the real stuff.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.